best I can, you know.
But you're ready to go.
Yeah, let's just roll it.
Okay.
Let's roll it.
Hey everybody, what is the next show? This is Bob.
Hey, motherfucker, it's Leslie Chow.
Hey, motherfuckers, it's Leslie Chow. Okay.
Why don't you try sucking on these little Chinese nuts?
Did you go see that movie, the second part, or what?
No, I was just watching it.
You're watching the first one?
Yeah.
The first Hangover.
We got the Netflix there, yeah.
Oh, is it on the stream?
Or no? What did we get? No, we get. What is it? We get delivered. What is it? You get delivered. Is it
Netflix?
Yeah. Okay. Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you got it as a disc? Okay.
Disc.
Yeah. Got a DVD.
With all my big disc.
Yeah.
So sorry, watching it.
Well, you have, other than having wet lung.
Right.
I think that's a new, isn't that an album by Jethro Tull? Wet Lung.
Yeah, I think I'm just in stage four right now or something. I don't know what.
You're growing a garden in your lungs or what?
Can't breathe, man.
I would like to be under the sea. In a wet lung. Uncle,
I feel like
Daddy.
I'm going to college parties or something, man. I'm telling you what.
What?
You know, your weed fest.
My weed fest. Oh, great, yeah. I don't think that was. I think you found out. You talked to my brother. You know, I was a pretty boring guy.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Now people want, you know, one of your siblings. Probably not your brother, but
I was going to address that, but
I got the wet lung.
There's just no fucking way that's gonna happen.
So. You have a brother, but I don't think he would even know what you're talking about. Well, internet, what's that? Is that
I don't think it'd be a good idea. I just don't think
it. What's internet? I never heard of that.
Yeah.
Is that what they have at the hotel? Those porno movies?
I probably have like a sister on or something.
Yeah, you have plenty of sisters to go through.
Yeah. Picture you rubbing one out right now. I'm just thinking about
it. No, I don't think that your sisters are really my type.
What if they'll kiss? Will they kiss?
So not like anybody from your family, huh?
I doubt it. I really.
Well, I appreciate. I know it's been a couple weeks, but I appreciate my brother coming on. But
that was nice.
The deal was, I actually been on vacation. That's why. He was on just before I left for vacation, and we recorded an extra show to play while I was gone. So.
Yeah, I want to thank everyone who jumped onto that one show about me getting the pizza and calling me Big Daddy now.
Everybody loves it, huh?
Everyone loves that story, I guess.
Yeah, that was a good story. Last night I asked your wife about that when you said, where's he getting pizza from?
Yeah.
Because you got pizza last night, and she's like, oh, he didn't go to Casey's. I'm like, did it have anything to do with, his friend? I don't know, she said.
I like to pick it up by the back door, I guess.
And she said she didn't have it. You didn't have a coupon, so it wasn't like you were attracted to another place.
I had a Groupon.
Yeah, you have a coupon going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Daddy. It's a good one. That's a good one.
He delivered it in the rear.
Yeah, I bet he did. Yeah.
A lot of people enjoyed that story, I guess.
Did he ring the doorbell, did he?
I'm glad. He rang a bell.
Yeah, you got, it's Miles and his gay pizza delivery man.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like a, it's like one of those bad 70s pornos. He just pulls up and is, hey, Big Daddy, did you order the Meat Normus?
Meat Normus.
With the extra nuts.
With the extra nuts. And you're like, I got the wet lung.
Jesus,
yeah, you're going to have a wet lung when I get done.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
For lung.
That's right. So,
yeah.
So I went on vacation, but you went somewhere as well. Do you want to talk about that?
I can.
Big Daddy, you want to talk about a Big Daddy?
Big Daddy can move right over to the interview loft here. And,
well, Nicolas Cage's character in Kick-Ass was Big Daddy, you know.
You know, I saw that movie. I just don't really remember it. You know?
Well, it was pretty good. I liked it. I liked that one. I watched Scott Pilgrim versus the World the other day. You know what? And I liked that at the beginning.
Yeah.
By the end, didn't like it so much. Too many, you know, they should have went with five ex-boyfriends instead of seven. I mean, it was just too many. Maybe three and a quarter or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, too many.
Mike Ferrer is cool, man. He's a cool dude.
It was good. It was really good. It had going, had some momentum, but it just kind of took a little too long.
I've probably seen every Michael Cera movie. Probably.
Really? Really? Even the one that the ones that Jesse Eisenberg's been in?
Jesse Eisenberg.
He's the Adventureland and Zombieland.
Oh,
and,
do they know? No, I don't know. Did they even do a movie together? I don't know.
No, they didn't. It's just like, it's either they have Michael Cera or they have this Jesse Eisenberg guy.
Oh, I see.
They play kind of the similar character.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
So.
No.
I'd have to say I've seen more Jesse Eisenberg than I have Michael Cera.
Oh, okay.
I really liked Adventureland a lot, and I liked the zombie thing pretty well. And I liked the Facebook movie as well, actually.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you should see it. It's good.
I did not see it.
You'll probably sue him if you watch it because, you know, that was your idea, Facebook.
So. No, come on.
What am I saying? It's true.
Fine. Come on.
Is there a place on the internet where I can, like, get a lot of pictures of chicks in bikinis and stuff?
Actually, I've been thinking about a movie like that, actually.
Oh, really? Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. And,
I'm kind of inspired by true events, actually.
But yeah. Where can a fat guy like me be friends with a lot of chicks in bikinis and stuff? Or lingerie.
This guy, like,
I will call a lingerie book. Okay, go ahead. I'm ready to hear the pitch.
Okay, so there's this kind of like middle-aged fat guy gets home from work, and
all right,
he glances over, and like a few yards over, like there's like a young lady mowing the lawn. You know,
all right, is she in a bathing suit?
No, not at first. Not at
first. Is she in some Daisy Dukes?
Sort of. Yeah, right. But each week, like it gets a little more revealing. You know.
Bow, bow, bow. How long is this gonna take?
What?
How many weeks do you got to watch this damn show?
Well, I don't know. I haven't really, you know, fleshed the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Working on the good part first, but that's all I got so far.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
But by the end, she's kind of wearing like a thong and, you know.
Oh, okay. There you go. It's topless and a thong, huh?
Nipple cups or something. I don't know, but, you know, it's kind of based on true events.
What's with the grass mowing? What's that got to do? Is she mowing your lawn or is she mowing her lawn?
It's kind of a movie.
I could see you really wanting to have her mow your lawn because you don't want to do it.
Well,
and that would be like an even more positive. And then you could like lay down in the backyard in the hammock, and she could come get on you or something.
You know, I hadn't really thought of that as the plot of the movie, but you know,
there is. I think you there is a. I could see, here's a movie, a Miles Teitel movie. Here's perfect Miles Teitel movie. It is him with a lot of, you know, beautiful young women doing work around his house.
Yeah.
And in between doing things, they're servicing him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Miles Teitel movie.
Oh.
So they're actually doing the work. Like, you know.
He's just servicing himself, basically. He's
well, that could be as well.
Yeah, that could be. Like, I'll be back in 2 minutes.
That would probably be just the same.
Yeah, pretty much. That's based on true events, too. Probably.
So they're like doing the dishes and, you know, cleaning up and everything and, like, fixing the light switch, and then he's just sitting around whacking it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I could see that.
Yeah. So that's a movie. Pretty much.
That's the movie right there.
Yeah.
It'll be a short feature.
Hour and a half.
No, it'll be a short. And the Oscar thing, it'll be like 2 minutes.
I do it slow motion.
Oh, my goodness. So, anyway, where did you go this week?
So, we went to, made my third trip up to Riverside, and went to the Trek Fest, the 27th annual.
Now, can I say something real quick here?
Yeah, go ahead.
First year you went, which is when I wish I would have went.
Right.
George Takei. Mm-hmm. Right. Nichelle Nichols.
Right.
And your best bud, Walter Koenig.
Yes, true.
Last year, Walter Koenig and two people, I don't even know who they were.
Right.
This year, little hard times, nobody.
Nobody. Nobody.
And Walter Koenig is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, by the way, which we applaud.
Yeah. Yes, awesome.
Yeah, he deserves it. He deserves it. I don't know if George Takei's got one, and I don't know if they got one or not. But
yeah, I think they all do. So he's like the only one
that doesn't. Oh, really? He's the last one. Well, that's good that they got him on there. That's great. So this year is kind of low budget.
It was so low budget, I didn't even ask for a press pass this year.
I was wondering about that.
I thought, you know, I don't really want to invest too much time into this because I think it's going to suck.
But it didn't suck, did it?
Well, I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, the kids wanted to invite one of their friends. I'm like, I don't, yeah.
Is this the little kid from the mall food court? He had the sandwich or whatever? You took some kid with you someplace to a mall food court, and he actually, like, hitting you up for a big sandwich or something.
No, not that kid, no.
Oh, okay.
This is a different kid. So,
all right, no, just checking.
No. And so we got there. We were running a little bit late. We got there, like, 10 minutes to spare because, you know, the parade pretty much is it, you know.
Right, yeah, parade's a big deal.
But, you know, it was a, you know, okay parade, you know, for a little town, you know.
Yeah, you got a bunch of blurry pictures you put on Facebook.
And, well, yeah, we, the only open spot was actually, like behind, like, a parked vehicle. We were actually behind, like, this big van, like, big handicapped van.
Right. Oh, you didn't get their spot? Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I know. I didn't have my placard, so I could not get the spot that I was rightfully owed. But,
yeah. I'm mentally handicapped.
And what, like the guy, remember last or the year before, the guy was doing like the salute to the troops on his own radio thing. Like,
right, yeah, yeah.
He was doing like the introductions for the parade and stuff, you know. And,
oh, okay.
I was going to go up and talk to him, but like, you know, he was like really busy getting ready for it, you know.
Right, yeah.
Like, hey, I'm the douchebag that, you know, was came up and interrupted your, you know, podcast 2 years ago. And,
yeah.
So, like, I'm waiting, you know, the kids are a little bit antsy, you know, like,
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, it's just starting, and, like, there's a car coming up, like, the wrong way. Like, some teenage girl.
Where's the sheriff?
Cannot figure out that the parade has started, and she's, like, right in. Like what heading like towards the parade.
What the hell is going on here?
He's going to run over like the VFW guys with the flags. You know,
I'm trying to
like,
get the Murphys, goddammit.
Yeah, they're trying to point her in the other direction. Like, this way, bitch, you know, stupid bitch. You know, she's like, no. Throwing her hands up in the air. You know, they're trying to direct her.
Where the hell? I'm trying to get to my friend's house. I'm on my way to mow grass at this fat guy's house.
Miles Tidal. Miles Tidal. How do you pronounce this?
I got my thong and my nipple cups on, and I'm...
I'm auditioning for a movie for Miles Tidal.
That's right. He said to come down this road.
And he said, come on down the road in my thong and nipple cups.
That's right.
So So it was really overcast, right?
Yeah.
Really, really, which was actually not all bad because you don't want it too hot. But,
right. Oh, yeah. It makes it nicer.
So it starts, you know, and I'm getting my shitty blurry pictures with my wife's pink camera.
I know. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I had to fight out, like, there's, like, some family to my right, and they're, like, you know, getting all excited about all the free shit. Like, free shit! Ah!
Here comes the Tootsie Rolls!
Yeah, it's like your retarded family, basically. Next
what?
Time. Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah, you're going back to my mom. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
The rest of us don't do that, you know.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I got you.
Mostly you, but...
You know. Oh, okay.
Give me that
fudge popsicle.
Right? All right, fudgesicle. Yeah, okay, so they get to the point of the store, so it's like halfway through the parade, right?
Yeah.
Not a, you know...
By the way, I did like the smart cars. That was very cute.
That was probably the best part of it, right?
Yeah,
there.
Those smart cars.
I would say definitely that guy was like the saving thing of the whole parade. Like, okay.
But that was new. That was new, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't remember that last year or the year before, so.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, halfway through the parade, like, this guy, like, the announcer guy, we'll just call him, you know, Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
The poor guy, I know he has not previously read this stuff, so like, he's struggling reading this, you know, from the
Is he got a speech impediment or what?
I don't know. Like he's like trying to read all this shit. Like he, I know he's not read it before. But he's like,
this is the Rigel 7 Core.
The first National Bank of of what the fuck is it? The
Riverside.
River. So right in the middle is all of a sudden there's like in the distance you can clearly see lightning.
Oh, good.
Lightning striking the ground.
Ominous. Dun, 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 dun. Did the music come up?
Yeah. And he's not paying attention. All of a sudden, there's... There's some thunder. He's like, nothing to worry about, folks. Nothing to worry about. You can clearly see lightning. You know, like, I'm like, we're dead. We're pretty much dead. You know, we get, you know, this big weather comes down. We're dead.
We're all standing in a puddle of water.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I was just my own piss, basically, because I was like, I'm too fat to move.
Have you guys seen that girl with the nipple cups drive by? I'm
looking for that young girl with the nipple cups. So right about the end, all of a sudden it starts raining. Like, parade's over, rain.
Did they get all the paper mache floats out of the way?
Yeah, well, yeah, pretty much.
The guy with the molten car, he just folded that thing up, threw it in the hatchback.
Yeah, no, he went over by the museum and parked it by the museum.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that, the molten thing.
We went, oh, okay, so, like, I kind of get the vibe, like, maybe the kids didn't want to be in the rain, but I'm like, you know, let's go to the park and check this out, you know.
Hey, kids, it's kind of cold and raining. This is like Nip City out here. I don't know what you guys are wanting to go inside for.
Yeah, come on, man.
I'm gonna run a sheet of glass down this crowd and cut it to pieces.
That's right, man. So we you know, go over there, you know, and we're, like, it's in a different park. You know, it's in a park, you know, basically.
Right, right.
Yeah, there wasn't really that many people dressed up. I mean, there was, but, you know.
Not as good as years past.
Yeah, you know. So,
like the first year, I bet they had a lot more dress up because of the
Oh, there was
stars.
A ton when they had like the big three stars there. Yeah, there was like a ton of people.
Yeah.
It, like they really spread out everything. Like usually like the costume contest is like immediately following the parade. And this year
right.
It was like a couple hours away. And
sure.
There was a band going to play, but they weren't going to pay, you know, play till like 5, you know. Because it was only like 11 o'clock or something.
Yeah.
And we were under one of these tents, you know, I was trying to stay dry finally, you know, my kids are like, hey, let's go home, let's go.
Yeah.
So I'm just
Shut
like,
up.
I'm trying to salvage what I can. You know, like, let's go home.
There's a lot of dumb chicks that'll lift up their shirt for me here. I got this pink camera, I'm not letting it go to waste.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because, like, there are a group of people dressed up, you know, behind the tables in this tent. I go, what are you guys? And we're like, well, we're a band that does, like, Star Trek music.
Oh, was that the Warp 5? What was it called?
5-year mission or something like that.
5-year mission, that was it, yeah.
And I think we're actually pretty cool. You know, I was actually talking to the guys. You know, yeah. I'm like, well, what do you do? Do you do, like, cover songs? Or do you play, like, Bob Seger or something? I mean, what do you play? They go, Bob Seger. Suck my dick, Bob Seger. No, they were pretty cool, but they're all...
They didn't say suck my dick, did they?
No, I didn't say suck my dick. But, no, they were pretty cool guys. But,
so what do they play?
They make up their own music.
Oh, they have their own music.
And what's even better is they had, like, these smoking hot girlfriends that were, like, dressed up, like, in these really short skirts and shit.
Oh, well, there you go. But the kids, shut up, kids.
Yeah, like, but, like, these girls, like, I got the vibe, like, there was no way they wanted to be in my pictures, man. I just got this vibe, like.
Oh, man. Like,
hey, let's get a group shot, and, like, immediately, like, the girls, like, spread like roaches when light's coming on. Like, oh, God, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I'm like, come on, your Uncle Miles needs a little cheesecake here for...
Don't mind my disco ball shoes I'm wearing with all the mirrors on them.
Any girls know how to mow grass, by the way?
That's right. Any of you girls know how to mow grass or fix a appliance?
What size are you? Come here.
That's right.
You look like a 3. Come here.
I'm going to need 24 more like you to make a suit.
No, they had some, like, smoking hot girls with them, but, like,
really?
You know,
nice,
like,
yeah,
like, they had, like, no interest in, like...
In entertaining, like, your thing there, huh?
Like, if we let this guy take our pictures, I know he's going to be pleasuring himself in, like, 15 minutes, like, in his van or something.
Well, the reality was you did anyway without taking a picture.
I was trying to make the most of it, and finally I just gave in. I'm like, you know what, all right, let's just go.
You made it down to Murphy's, though, didn't you? I thought I saw a picture of that.
I did. Well, we ate at Murphy's.
Oh, you had lunch at Murphy's, okay.
It was very busy, very busy. It was good food. Sure. It was very busy, though, but good food.
Oh, that's good.
The kids had kind of mellowed out, you know, their chance of wanting to leave. Ooh.
They're like, hey, kids, this is where Captain Kirk was conceived.
they want to get back to their Xbox, you know.
Yeah.
Our religion, our God is Xbox.
Gotcha.
You know.
This is lame.
I don't know how your kids are. My kids are.
We don't have Xbox here yet. So.
And they don't get in, like, their 8 hours of Xbox, you know, there's trouble, you know. Like, oh, God. So I go, okay, listen, let's make a couple of quick stops and then we'll go.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, all right. So I was going to go by that marker, you know, it says birthplace of Kirk.
Right, yeah, you got the picture.
Like, seconds before we pulled up, like, a big group of, like, 20 people ran back there to get their picture. I'm like, oh, fuck this.
And none of them were a green woman, so you didn't even stay.
No, there was not one green woman.
Or dressed up any cosplay kind of thing going on there.
Yeah, I mean, there was very little people dressed up. It was maybe 20 people total.
Oh, really? No drunk Spock or anything like that?
No drunk Spock, Captain Kirk. You know, it was just all...
Angry Kirk? No Angry Kirk?
No.
That's too bad. Well, maybe next year. Maybe next year.
So I go, okay, listen, we're going to skip this piece because there's like 20 people back here and it's going to take forever. I go, let's go to the museum.
Right.
Because, I mean, I've been there, my kids have been there, but their little buddy hadn't been there. So I'm like, hey, little buddy.
Skipper.
So we go there, and we check out, you know, the little mini car was there, the little.
Right, a little car. That's...
Which, that was pretty cool, actually.
That's kind of neat, yeah.
The other stuff I'd pretty much seen before. So
it stopped raining by this time, I guess.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, we were really, like, one of the few people in there. And it was weird was the guy that was, like, running it looks like the guy from Sheriff John Bunnell or Bunnell, you know. He does all those police chase videos.
Oh, I think I have an idea, yeah.
Those guys think they have a chance, but they don't have a chance against the CHP. You know that guy?
You can't outrun the Motorola.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, though, that guy?
Yeah, I do. I think I've seen that, yeah.
Sheriff John Bunnell, or however you pronounce it, he's got kind of a... Yeah, you recognize his voice here.
Right,
he's
right, yeah.
You know, chase videos where the helicopter's following the guy.
They can't outdo the Smokey in the Sky.
Yeah, something like that. So you get the idea. So anyway, so we're talking to the guy, and he seemed pretty nice. And he's like, oh, yeah, I want to see my Star Trek phone. Check it out. I'm like, oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what a cool guy, you know. So I go, well, yeah. So I go, we only really had one Star Trek thing growing up. You know, so I'm trying to tell him this little brief story. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm like, yeah, we had ice cube trays growing up.
That were the insignia?
That would form like the torso and head of Spock, Kirk, and McCoy.
Seriously?
Yeah, no, we did have these. I mean, they weren't very big, but, you know, you can make a little popsicle out of, you know.
That's kind of weird.
I don't know if it was right or wrong. I'm just saying we had it, but...
All
right. I was trying to tell this guy this, and right in the middle of it, like, some woman, like, a little toddler comes in, and I don't know, this kid's got on, like, snakeskin boots or something, and this guy totally interrupts my story, like, hey, kid, nice boots! I'm like, hey, motherfucker, I'm telling you a story about a popsicle tray, and you interrupt me, you know, for this, you know, I'm like...
Well, were they really, really nice boots?
I don't know. I'd even less pissed off. I'm like, let's go.
We're out of here. Nobody's getting a souvenir.
No one's buying the shat. Forget it.
We're leaving. Greener pastures.
Not rude. Rude.
Well, I guess he liked the boots.
I don't know. I don't know if he knew the people. Maybe he knew the people. I don't know. It was just like.
Maybe he's a weird guy who likes toddlers in boots.
I don't know. He just totally interrupted my story. I'm like, hey, John Bunnell, man, you know, whatever, you know. Like, screw it. We're out of here.
So did you go anywhere else, or is that it?
We left.
Oh, you left town.
That was the exciting. Yeah, that was the excitement.
They better do better next year.
So, I mean, I know they're strapped for cash, and, you know, it's a bad deal, and it's not their fault necessarily, but I don't know, you know. It's just the rain really, you know.
Well, that and no draw.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They didn't have they need to get somebody in with a name.
I mean, they had a lot of people at the parade. I mean, it was pretty much lined, you know.
Were they all local or what?
I don't know. They all disappeared after that parade, man. Like, away they went. So, yes. I mean, there were some people at this park, but, I mean, it wasn't that, you know.
Wasn't packed. It wasn't like the first year, you know.
Yeah, no. I mean, there was places to eat and drink, but those places were empty, you know, pretty much.
That's too bad. Yeah. Well, Shatner gave some money to keep it going this year, so.
Yeah.
That was awful nice of him.
No, that was nice. I mean, they tried, you know. I'm sorry. They tried, and I think just the rain and just the let, you know, just not having the talent there is just.
Right. You got to have the draw. Got to get somebody in there.
But see, I talked to a lady because I had stopped by there a couple weeks ago, and I was talking to a lady, and she's like, well, it's not our plan to bring in someone famous every year.
Well, they've been doing it every year for a while.
She goes, well, yeah, but no, that's not our thing. We don't bring in, you know, I mean, you know, when we can, but, you know, if we don't, you know.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, you did it, you know, two or three years in a row there, and I just figured you'd probably do it again. I don't know.
Well... They got a whole new. Well, they've got, you know, the new movie now. They got to get. Those guys will be hard up for cash sometime.
Well, all right. You know, you've got to get, you know, the new Scotty in. That'd be cool. Or the new McCoy.
Yeah. He'd probably do it, Simon Pegg.
Yeah, I know. He'd be cool. I'd like to meet any of the new people. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Oh, the Zoe Saldana or whatever her name is. Saldana.
Oh, yeah. He can mow my grass. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I could teach her the meaning.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Need to be alone?
So that's it, man. Sorry. I wish I had something more exciting to tell you, but that's just the highlights of what happened, man.
Well, let's hope next year it gets better.
I don't know. Yeah, there may not be a next year for Uncle Miles. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really? Well, it depends who comes. If they have some talent there, you'll show up, won't you?
Yeah, they bring in some strippers or something, I'm definitely...
Instead of having, what was the name of that band? 5-Year Mission?
Well, you know what? I think I really effed up, though, because I think there actually was, like, a really cool, weird band, like, the night before, but...
Oh, okay.
You know, I just didn't have it together to get up there and see it. You know, I was like, oh.
Maybe if they bring in, like, you know, Mudd's Women, you'd be all over that.
I think they had, like, a really cool, like, laser show and all this stuff. And okay. Like, oh, damn it, man.
Well, there you go.
Next time, I guess.
Next time.
So.
Well, you want to hear a short story about my vacation?
I would love to hear about your vacation.
First off... You, my friend, would be in heaven around 6 o'clock on the Washington, D.C. Metro. Because it's so packed with people, you can just rub yourself all over whoever happened to be in the aisle. And to be honest with you, some of them were half bad.
Don't talk so fast. Talk so
fast. So I was on a whirlwind tour of the a few things, I guess. But Washington, D.C. was one of them. I rode the Metro in to go see the sites. You know, Lincoln Memorial and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But the subway was quite packed in the evenings. And there was a lot of... I was surprised by the number of, like... there was a lot of business traveling people. But specifically business women, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Your business skirts, pant, you know, suit kind of thing going on there.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, we talked earlier about being crammed in, or talking about getting a pizza.
Right, yeah.
No, you were talking about a haircut and how I always hate it when the lady rubs up against me, you know?
Yeah,
I said. Well, you would love. I was gonna say you would love the DC Metro because you could just get in there and mix it up.
Like someone was mixing it up, and wasn't
no,
me.
Not me.
Nah.
Not me. I was like, oh my god, I gotta get out of here.
Who wants to sit on Uncle Daddy's lap? Come on.
Yeah, that would be you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but anyway, I went on vacation. You did, perv. Not me.
So anyway, but I was gonna talk about. An experience I had, this wasn't in Washington, D.C., that was just an aside, but we went to Williamsburg, Virginia, you know, Colonial Williamsburg.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were there, and one night we went to get something cheap for dinner, because that's me.
Yeah.
And it was McDonald's, right? So we're like, oh, let's just go to McDonald's, you know, we know everybody can get something, you know. I've got my wife and my kids and my mother-in-law, we're all going for this big vacation. And so we get there and, you know, it's McDonald's and we get up to the counter and we're trying to order.
Yeah.
And you would like this because it was like anime night. I don't know. There's these three Oriental women working the counter.
Mm.
Unfortunately, yeah, fairly young Oriental women.
I like this already.
Yeah. Problem was, not one of them could really speak English.
Mr. Hardy. Mr. Hardy.
So, I wish my daughter, I wouldn't bring her up here, but she did a really funny thing. Because we're like trying to tell them what we want to eat.
How much is this? $5. Two buku.
No. So... I think they understood the number, you know, where you have to order by number.
Oh, okay. All right.
But see, I don't order by number, you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. I'm like Mr. Freaky, and so I'm trying to get what I would normally get, which is I don't want all this cheese, right? I'm like, you know, down on the cheese. So I'm trying to tell them, you know, I want the whatever number it was, number 6 or whatever it was, but no cheese.
And they're like, cheese?
Yeah, exactly. No cheese. And we want a Happy Meal, right, with nuggets. Yeah. Happy Meal? A cheeseburger? No. Chicken nuggets. Chicken sandwich? No, chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets. No cheese.
Huh?
So they really were having it. And then, like, all three of them would, like, get together. We were only talking to the one. The other two would come up and they'd kind of natter about. And then she'd say something else wrong. Milkshake? No, not a milkshake. Happy Meal. Oh, Happy Meal. Oh, yes. And they go, oh, yes, oh, yes.
You want three-way? Three-way?
And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So then we finally get the order placed.
Bukkake.
And they give me one cup.
Yeah.
And we've got five people. We all ordered a drink of some kind. So then one of the three comes up and they're like, cup. And I go, yeah, I just got the one. I need four more. And she's like, oh. And then she walks away. I don't get any cups. I'm still standing there. So I'm waiting. Meanwhile, these other people come up and they're going to give their order while I'm still waiting for cups.
Oh, no.
And the lady goes, I want the chicken Caesar snack wrap.
Oh, right. Shit.
Happy Meal?
There's no way this is going to get right. There's no way this is going to work.
Now, this woman was younger. She was very nice. She was speaking in a nice, pleasant, you know what I mean? She wasn't like, you know, had any kind of weird accent. I'm sure she was, Williamsburg is close to college and so forth. I'm sure she was in college or something. And, you know, had maybe an East Coast-y kind of accent, but nothing that was, decipherable. Chicken Caesar snack wrap. Milkshake?
Chicken.
No. Then they all get together again, and it took her like four tries to get a chicken Caesar snack wrap. And like she's pointing at the board. She's saying it over again, saying it slower. And I'm like, this is just amazing.
Chicken.
It took so long. It took longer to get my food and everything ordered there than I think it did at the IHOP, when I went to the IHOP. So.
Yeah.
It was just a nightmare. And so finally they come up and the lady who asked me about cups again says, cups? I'm like, yes, I got one. I need four more. Oh. And so she's like, then she looks at the other lady as if I'm lying.
He's lying.
That's right. She goes to talk to her and then finally she brings over four cups. So then
he's fat. He's funny.
So then I get my hamburgers. One of them is without cheese.
Yeah.
She wants to give me one. It says no cheese. I get no cheese. I go, no, I had two because that's part of the deal. She's like, oh, and she just grabs me a cheeseburger and I just took it. Fuck it.
Why didn't you order a hamburger?
Well, the deal is if you get the number, I thought that would be easier, but I don't want the cheese. It didn't work.
I just would have got a hamburger, I think.
Yeah, I think so. But I'm like, how do these people ever process anything? It just was amazing to me. It took three people to fill the counter orders, you know what I mean?
Later on that night, Bob came back and had the best bathroom sex with me.
So anyway, but my daughter does hilarious imitation. Oh, milkshake? No, chicken Caesar salad.
My daughter does the best racial thing you ever seen.
She was standing there with me, and she was.
Daddy, you're a funny racist.
Yeah, no, I'm not being a racist. It's just they didn't understand English. Oh my gosh, you gotta throw the racist thing out! Oh, goodness gracious.
I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I'm like, I'm thinking their dad must own this or something.
Daddy, do that funny thing, Chinese, Japanese.
They're messing with everybody. It's like candy camera or something's going on.
What is that you say, Daddy? Easy peasy, Japanesey? What is that? I didn't say anything like that.
I didn't say anything like that. But I'm just like, I was marveling over their inability to recognize, you know, speech.
And they're all working the counter, or are they like fry guy? I mean,
no, no, they were the people at the counter.
Oh shit!
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. They were the only ones at the registers up front.
We hired them because we knew they were good at math.
Well, that's racist there.
I know. See, that's bad. I thought you would say that.
No, because I don't know. I'm just guessing that their father owned the store or something.
I pictured you saying that. That's why I
said that. Oh, that's why you said that.
I thought you would say something bad like that.
Happy Meal? No.
Well, that's interesting.
So if you're going to Williamsburg and go to the McDonald's.
Yeah.
I would just get a number and not try to do anything with it, you know what I mean?
Bob cheaps out on vacation once again. We can either go to the Red Robin or the Burger King. Which one do you
McDonald's,
got?
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
I got two kids, you know.
We ain't going to that high-priced Burger King. We're
no,
going
we're
to
not.
McDonald's.
Going to McDonald's.
Don't care what you guys like.
That's right. We're going to McDonald's.
Gas is $3.50 a gallon now. I ain't going to pay $1 million.
For the supper.
I'm on a budget here, this here vacation here.
Well, there you go.
We're on a budget.
We had IHOP for breakfast. You get McDonald's for dinner.
Oh, boy. Oh.
I'm not Mr. Moneybags Miles Tidal here. Go out to eat every place fancy.
Yeah.
I can't get a beat enormous every night of the week, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
I can't have, you know, a little gay pizza delivery man hitting on me everywhere I go.
I tell you what, I was in D.C. a long time ago because my dad went a business trip there. And there was more frickin' street people.
There wasn't this time. It wasn't that many.
Oh my God, Christ! In whatever it was, the 80s or whatever.
There's this guy. Speaking of that, we're getting on off the metro at the Smithsonian. One of the Smithsonians down there.
Yeah.
Smithsonian stop. If you go on the metro, it's a Smithsonian stop. Yeah. And we get off, and there's this guy and his wife in like a stroller.
Yeah.
He's obviously from out of town. It could have been you.
Hey, my name's Mick.
Hey. No, it was not Mick. It was not Mick.
All right, yeah.
This could have been you. It wasn't even that hot. It actually was very nice. He had his shirt pulled all the way up to his nipples with his giant belly hanging out.
I'm CB.
He's lost. He's like looking around. I don't know where he's going.
Was it CB?
No, it wasn't CB. It looked like you. It looked like you answering your door in college or something, except with a big belly.
Hey, who likes to party?
Yeah, that's right. And
Mama?
And my son was just cracking up. And I said, that looks like Miles.
Oh, nice. That's
He's nice. Like, what's that guy doing, Dad? I go, I have no idea. Don't go near him. But he was there visiting. He was a tourist because he had his wife and his kid, and I guess he was hot.
I like to mow a lawn.
Yeah, he probably does like to mow a lawn.
I'm looking for a movie.
He looked like a 50s wrestler, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big bear belly, you know, all hairy.
Dick the Bruiser like steaks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Except he wasn't tan at all or anything. He was just, it was like blinding.
Bobo Brazil.
So yeah, it was like, you know, Andre the Giant's smaller cousin or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was another weird one. But no, but there was not a lot of street people whenever where we were at least. So we were by all the museums and everything. So.
Yeah, they must have cleaned it up or something.
They must have. I don't know. I was expecting a little more of that, but there wasn't. There was. I only saw one guy panhandling.
Oh, that's
one
too many for you.
We avoided him.
There's one too many for Bob LeMay.
I believe he was actually sleeping, so it wasn't so bad.
You can panhandle and sleep.
Yeah, well, he could. He has a little cup out there. He's panhandling.
Fill my cup. Well, I'll fill your cup full of my whiz.
He was right across from the Ford Theater, by the way. Where Lincoln got you. We were in on the Ford Theater tour. It was good.
Yeah.
Why we want to see where Lincoln got shot, I have no idea, but we did, so.
we paid money for this Blue Line Star Tour, and we're going to see every damn thing on it.
Yeah, well, just about. We saw a lot of stuff.
We're going to see it. Library of Congress is next.
Yeah, I don't. We didn't go to the Library of Congress.
But. You better piss now, because we're going to see it.
But it actually was fairly nice once you got off the metro and could kind of get walking around, other than the guy with the big belly. It was all right. So, Miles, if people wanted to see your Trek Fest pictures, what would they do?
They can go fuck off. Really?
Oh, nice.
One and all, man. You may go fuck off. How about that?
Oh, we can go to Facebook and look up Miles Tidal.
You can go to Facebook, Miles Tidal. I'm just kidding. Don't fuck off.
Like our page on Facebook, Static Radio, if you look up Static
Radio. I'm just jealous because you made it to D.C., okay?
What are you talking about? I drove and drove, let me tell you. I drove
the
whole day.
I know, but I want to take my kids there. Now, you know, it's like... You've beaten the Russians.
Oh, well, wait, I didn't even tell you. I went to the Civil War places, too, but I wasn't even going to go into that. I'll piss you off. Went to Gettysburg and Antietam.
Oh, no, you will rue the fucking day you said this shit. Rue the day.
Yeah, I did.
You did not. Seriously, did you?
I'm serious. Yes, we did, yes.
Oh, you dick. You are a dick. Oh.
Went to Arlington, paid our respects there, yes. And then we went to Williamsburg, which actually was very nice. I like Williamsburg, so.
Yeah. No, it's cool. No, it's cool. Everyone should see that stuff. No.
Yeah, but the Civil War stuff, because I know you got a thing for that, so.
You're right. You're right.
But, yeah, we went to Gettysburg and Antietam and...
Holy crap.
Someplace else.
I thought you were only gone a freaking week. Jesus Christ.
No, we're gone almost a week and a half, yeah.
Jiminy Christmas, man.
It just was only one Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's the way it worked out.
Oh, okay.
So look up,
cool.
Like our Facebook page, Static Radio, look it up.
Yeah.
And if you want to leave a message, you can call us at 314-827-6399. Or that costs you, right? If you dial that up on your phone, unless you have like a package or something, that costs you. You go to the website, staticradio.com, click the Call Me button, and Google will connect you for free, at least through the rest of this year. So,
wow.
Yeah, for free. Leave us a message. Anything else, Miles?
No, I'm out, man. I'm out.
Well, I'll tell you all about Gettysburg.
Oh, you